This is an iHeart podcast.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. And man, oh man, do you hear that? Can you hear it? There's nothing actually playing right now, but I'm just doing that for effect. That sound you hear is the end of Joe Biden's presidency. So we're on top of everything else we're going to get to, and I'll tell you what that is in a moment. I have to tell you right off the bat, you may love this, you may hate it. I'm still unsure of how I feel about it, but I made a call. Joe Biden has a press conference coming up. 25 minutes from now is when it's scheduled, but being as how he's president and he's Joe Biden, I'm sure it'll be about 45 minutes from now, but he has a press conference. They are, well, they're calling it a big boy press
conference. Big boy press conference. Big boy press conference. A big boy press conference. Hold a press conference. A big boy press conference. A
press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it. The press conference. The big boy press conference. y'all are planning to have gives his press.
I think it's adorable that the president of the United States of America now is constantly talked about as if he's a three-year-old who just went poopy in his diaper. But either way, he's going to have a big boy press conference, and we're going to carry it live. Live and uninterrupted. Maybe you just bashed your head off the steering wheel. Maybe you're cheering. But the plan is to carry it live. There won't be commercials. I won't be cutting in. I may snicker from time to time. I'll try the best I can not to do that. But I can't help it. It makes me laugh. And after he's back from that, we'll talk about it, analyze it. So just know, you don't have to change the channel. Keep it right here. Biden's press conference will be played on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. That's going to be the second most boring radio we've ever done, Chris. Right next to, remember that segment we did where we played Free Bird in its entirety for 9 minutes just because we thought it was funny? You're right, it was epic, Chris. That's a good point. It wasn't boring, it was epic. What else do we have on tap for tonight? Okay. There was a picture that was revealed online. It was a leak, if you will. It was from a briefing in the Army at Fort Bragg. No, I don't say Fort Liberty. I don't care how many times you change the name and destroy our history. It's Fort friggin' Bragg. And it was about pro-lifers being terrorists. We will get to that probably next hour. We'll talk about that extensively. We'll talk some inflation talk. Probably even do some phone calls later on in the show. Don't call. Don't do that. Some emails, other things. We'll have a great time tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And before I forget, I feel like that was a really long intro. I feel like the intro took half the segment. Anyway, I have one more thing to add. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions emailed in right now. All 3 hours dedicated to you and your questions. Whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Now, I am the one who made the call about carrying the live press conference. I texted Jewish producer Chris and producer Michael this morning. First thing I said, we'll be carrying this press conference live. I need to explain myself because you know that's not normally something I do. I don't like this boring scripted garbage. Biden's boring anyway. I don't. But here's what I believe. Not what I know, just what I believe. I believe this will be his last one. That's why I'm playing it. You're not going to see another big boy press conference out of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's presidency is almost over. the system is shoving him out quickly. I am good friends. Well, I don't want to get into who it is. It doesn't matter. But I have many friends who are Biden's going to leave, and I have many friends who are Biden will never leave. They're not going to let him. But my most hardcore Biden's never going to leave friend texted me 30 seconds before the show came on and said, Jesse, for the first time, I'm starting to get nervous. Look, he just had a big NATO thing. It's really going on right now. He's doing this big thing with NATO, and he just introduced Zelensky as President Putin.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
See, and look, here's the thing. At some point in time, no matter what you do, at some point in time, he's going to have to get up and do something he can't do. Look, there's a headline here from Breitbart. Joe Biden agrees to interview with Lester Holt after NBC ran a segment saying he definitely has Parkinson's. NBC ran a segment. We played some of that doctor for you that said, this dude's got Parkinson's. This dude, he has it. And Joe Biden has agreed to sit down with Lester Holt. Well, he already sat down with George Stephanopoulos. He already did the debate. There's not another sit down. There's not another press conference. There's nothing you can do to cover up for the fact that the president of the United States of America is a cadaver at this point in time. It can't be covered up. At some point, he has to get up there and perform like a grown adult. Speak clearly. Answer questions. This kind of crap ain't going
to
work.
Today, I'm proud to announce new security assistance package for Ukraine. This will be the eighth package I've authorized.
You should see him doing this little soundbite. I should note before I play it further. He's not even bothering to look up anymore. He has note cards in his hands, and he just stares down at the note cards, flipping through them as he tries to get through this as best he can. He's devolved to the point he's not even pretending anymore.
Since we've signed the national security bill, the Secretary of Defense, we can talk about what the details of all that are. I signed it yesterday or last night, I guess. And we're working with our NATO allies to ensure Ukraine is flying F-16s this summer. And we show the world that we stand with Ukraine.
At some point in time, you got to do it. And he can't do it.
The allies in this room not only share a common language, don't share a common language. We do not share a common border, but we are neighbors. We're neighbors.
He can't do it. And the reason I know it's, well, I shouldn't say no. I shouldn't say that. The reason I'm more cocky now that my 2-year-plus prediction is going to be correct is now you see the real true power behind the system, the real heavy hitters. They're shoving him out, and they're not even really hiding it. So you know George Clooney, the actor George Clooney, comes out with an op-ed in the New York Times saying, I was just at a fundraiser. He's got to go. Well, here's a little tidbit for you, courtesy of the New York Post. Barack Obama knew about that New York Times article and allowed it to happen. Barack Obama, the real power behind Joe Biden and his presidency, wants him gone.
What's going on behind the scenes is the Biden campaign and many Democratic officials do believe that Barack Obama is quietly working behind the scenes to orchestrate this.
And now the damaging leaks, the things that none of these things will surprise you. You've known about Joe Biden's condition since before he became president. None of these things will surprise you, but now the real, real juicy damaging leaks, they're starting to squirt out there as staffers scramble around for a new position, things like this.
According to two sources, before cabinet meetings that the president attends, cabinet officials will submit their questions and talking points, key talking points and bullet points that they plan to present to the president in these closed door meetings. This is how one source described it. They said the entire display is kind of an act they would come and say, hey, the president is going to call on you about 25 minutes in and ask this question. What are the bullet points that you'll respond with? Now, the White House's defense has been that that is standard practice for any administration. They said in a setting like this, you never want the president to be not.
It's not standard practice. It's not standard practice at all. We're going to talk about that particular, that thing, the whole cabinet members submitting questions, talking points. I'll give you a little bit of background on that. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about something a lot more important than the presidency of the United States of America. I want to talk about your dog and the fact that he's really fluffy and you love him and you should be giving him rough greens so your dog doesn't die. Now, I take that back. Your dog's still going to die. That sucks. I'm going to be sad when Fred dies. But rough greens will give your dog a longer life. And more importantly, a healthier life. I have this cousin. His freaking dog goes to the vet. It seems like it's once a week. It's just breaking him financially. Your dog doesn't get nutrition from dog food. Pour rough greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, a Green Beret, I should note. Loves dogs, and dogs live longer on rough greens and healthier. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And yes, like I said, we will be carrying Joe Biden's press conference live. I do believe I lied to you, though. I said at some point in time that it wouldn't be interrupted. If it goes on too long, we'll have to go take a little commercial break, but we'll come back and he'll still be live. And then after that, we'll come back and I'll be live. And I don't know, maybe Joe Biden won't be alive at this point in time. He sounds like he's not doing very well. Either way, let's have a discussion now about this little bit. Joe Biden's cabinet members, I'm not going to play the whole thing again, just the beginning, having to submit questions and talking points.
According to two sources, before cabinet meetings that the president attends, cabinet officials will submit their questions and talking points, key talking points and bullet points that they plan to present to the president in these closed door meetings. This is how one source described it. They said the entire display is kind of an act. They would come and say, hey.
So when Joe Biden meets with his cabinet, remember, this is his inner circle. These are the people who run the country. His own cabinet. We're not talking members of the media or something. His own cabinet. They have to not only submit their questions ahead of time, they have to submit their talking points ahead of time, because the president is so old and so mentally destroyed. That's really more important than his age. Mentally, he's so gone. Every single thing has to be scripted down to the letter to avoid complete embarrassment. And now we're getting these stories because the system is about to run him out the door. Let me tell you something about submitting talking points. I don't get invited on there anymore. I made too many inappropriate jokes. But I used to do TV hits on Fox News. You remember, especially back when my friend Tucker was on there. When Tucker Carlson was on there, we're friends. He'd have me on and we'd go laugh for a couple minutes. You remember those. Well, on a lot of the shows, they will not only tell you ahead of time what they're going to ask you, they will demand, Tucker isn't like this, but they will demand you lay out for them the things you're going to say in return. And I remember when I started doing TV, you know, I do a TV show after this one too. I do radio and TV. And my TV show, I do a lot more guests. I don't like guests on the radio very much. I think they get boring. But I do guests. And guests would try to ask me, what are you going to ask me beforehand? Could I have a list of the questions Jesse's going to ask me? And I would always flatly refuse. I will not give them out. If you require that, go be on someone else's show. You sit down. I'm going to ask you questions. That really speaks to how scripted everything the Biden administration has done, which brings us right back to the media. The real bad guy in all this. You know, we talk all the time about the system. You know, I talk about the system, how all the different cultural pillars work together now when they should be keeping each other in check. The reason we have a president who has dementia and can't complete sentences for more than 4 hours a day, if he's lucky, and also reading them at the time, is because we don't have a media. We have a bunch of apparatchiks who view their job as saving America from Republicans. I'm looking at this headline from today. This is from The Atlantic. No, that's not from today. I misspoke. It's from July 3rd. It's from last week. John Hendrickson. The headline is this. You'll love this. What Biden's stutter doesn't explain. Okay, so John Hendrickson has an article saying what Biden's stutter doesn't explain. Except I'm looking at a John Hendrickson article from 2020, 4 years ago. Here's the headline. What Joe Biden can't bring himself to say. His verbal stumbles have voters worried about his mental fitness. Maybe they'd be more understanding if they knew he was still fighting a stutter. You see, back when it was time for the American media to vet Joe Biden to ensure that we didn't end up with a president who has dementia in the White House, back then, they were too busy saving democracy from Donald Trump, and so they were writing complete apparatchik articles blaming Joe Biden's mental mental incapability, I guess? Blaming it on a freaking stutter. And then 4 years later, the same article or the same author from the same publication, The Atlantic, which is a garbage publication anyway, comes out, what Biden's stutter doesn't explain. Well, let me tell you something, John Hendrickson. Every single person who listened to the Jesse Kelly show or did any amount of research whatsoever knew Joe Biden wasn't okay back when he was running the first time. It was obvious to everyone who wasn't a dirty communist like the people who write for The Atlantic. The freaking guy got caught using flashcards for a sit-down interview. You remember that? I can't play it for you because it wouldn't play well on the radio, but they didn't take into account the reflection, and Joe Biden was sitting there doing a interview, and I did the whole air fingers quote thing, an interview, and only you could see in the reflection, they had freaking staffers standing behind the camera with flashcards telling him what to say. That's not yesterday. That's not last week. It's not right before the debate. All this was known while he was running. But again, it's all in how these people view themselves. They didn't miss it. It was deliberately ignored at best, and at worst, it was covered up by the American media. The reason we are in this situation is 100% the fault of the American media. Because if you live in a country with a decent media, whether he's a Republican or Democrat, you never end up with a president like this, because the media would view itself as being actual defenders of the country and the people. They would dig into it, expose it, and stop it before it starts. So when we go to this live press conference, which hasn't started yet, we're not going quite yet, but when we go to this live press conference, don't give an ounce of credit to any of these dirtball reporters who are about to ask the questions, because outside of Peter Ducey, none of them have asked a decent one in 4 years. Remember that. Also, remember to save a baby tonight. Seems like a good night to save a baby, doesn't it? You know, you have the power to do that. An ultrasound saves a baby's life. When young women are seeking out abortions, they're pregnant, they're scared, they're getting ready to have an abortion. Preborn finds them and says, hey, how about a free ultrasound? And do I need to remind you, it's not just that. Once she hears the heartbeat, she'll choose life. She does almost every time. But then Preborn stays to help if she needs it. They don't just toss her to the wolves. If she needs diapers, care, hiding from an abusive spouse or significant other, whatever she needs, preborn is there. You want to make a difference? $28 buys that ultrasound, but everything's tax deductible. You give them as much as you want. Give them $28 million for all I care. Preborn.com/Jesse. That's where you go to save a life tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the men who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The Joe Biden press conference has not begun yet. I feel like such a journalist. Chris, what? It's in my blood.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
This is Jesse Kelly at KABC News, and we'll be covering the...
What, Chris? I could be a journalist. That would have been an amazing one. But while we're waiting for old Joe to come on up to the podium and start speaking, we might as well knock out a couple emails. I do want to get to this Army slide calling pro-lifers terrorists. There's a disturbing trend going on that's not going to surprise you. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Jesse, oh, the RNC. Remember, I get to go to the Republican convention next week. Don't worry. I'll be here every day. I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here every day. I think Friday of next week, I can't. I have to travel. I won't be there. But other than that, it'll be uninterrupted. And the setup they have over there for us, the iHeart setup they have, is sick. It's really, really cool. It's going to make me look even better than I normally look, which I know is amazing. What, Chris? I don't know... if fans are allowed in, I hope, but I don't know. So if you're in Milwaukee or in the area, please don't just show up, because the security for these freaking things, this is my second convention I've gone to, and you have to get a press pass. I'm a very important person with the press pass. What, Chris? I am. To get a press pass, you have to submit all kinds of information to the Secret Service to get clearance for this and clearance for that. But I'm not saying you can't show up or can't buy a ticket for it. I'm saying I don't know. Don't show up at the door and say Jesse said I could be here, because I don't know what the deal is gonna. I don't know what the deal is gonna be. I don't know if we're gonna be able to do a Red Lobster meetup. I'm still working on that. I can already taste the Cheddar Bay biscuits, but Red Lobster has had some bankruptcy problems, so maybe we won't end up going there after all. Maybe they're all out of business. Dear Jesse, you're heading to the land of beer, cheese, and bratwurst next week. As a sandwich connoisseur, you need to have at least one double brat during your stay. What's better than a single bratwurst? Well, two, of course. And not one of those garbage mushy hot dogs, but a wonderful hard roll. I actually do like a good brat on a hard roll. Chris, a hard roll where it's kind of harder, chewier on the outside than a hot dog bun is. Can you people can't even eat bratwurst. Isn't it pork or is bratwurst beef? Chris, you just stay out of this, Chris. We're talking about sausages, mustard, pickles, so on and so forth. Also, the bars are open till 4 a.m. during the convention. Too bad your bald head will be on a pillow at that time after watching some documentary in your motel room. You guys get me. I'm not going out to any bars. And even if I did, I certainly wouldn't be at 1 till 4 freaking a.m. Who stays up till 4 a.m.? I know who doesn't.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
And did you hear how they're preparing him for all the press conference tonight? Look, when you have to have conversations like this, I think it's fair to say it's
over.
Every
president has probably had a bad press conference. That is not an option for Joe Biden tonight. So is he the kind of guy who will sit with his staff and they will give him advice? Don't use numbers. You've been tripping up on numbers. Keep your answer short. Keep to the whatever it is. What do you imagine those?
The president of the United States of America is not a two-year-old you're trying to get to make boopies in the toilet. He's got to be able to complete sentences. He has to be able to know what's going on. He has to know things. He has to know numbers. And it's not exactly something breaking news of some kind that people stay in government too long. You remember Arlen Specter? If you're a hardcore political person, you will. He was a senator from the state of Pennsylvania for the longest time. The stories I used to hear about Arlen Specter towards the end, he practically had to be carried on and off of the Senate floor. He had no idea what was going on at any point in time. It was a complete disaster. This is what these people do. And I will say this again. I don't get it. And I don't get it from Joe Biden's perspective, from Arlen Specter's perspective, from any of them. Who's that California senator who just fritzed out and practically died on the Senate floor? Barbara Feinstein, that's right, with the Chinese spy. I don't understand it. And to be clear, I understand the love of power. I understand the love of feeling important. You have all these staffers, yes, Senator, yes, Mr. President. You're in Washington, D.C. That already, it feels important. Remember, I lived there for a year. I friggin' hated it. But it does feel important. You look around and you feel like, wow, I am in the halls of power. I'm right next to power. So it feels big. It feels important. I understand loving all that. What I do not understand is, when you are at the age where you know you're close to death, whatever that, define close, who knows? You're a year, a month, shoot, 5 years, whatever it is. Why don't you go retire and do something fun and nice? And I probably got my answer. I was talking to one of these media people about a journalist you would know if I brought up his name. I'm not going to bring up his name. Just know that you would know him. And this media guy used to work for him. And the guy, the journalist, he can't hear anymore. His hearing's gone. You know what happens as you get older? Mine isn't even what it was before, but his hearing's going. So his staff has to turn his earpiece way up. He doesn't understand any part of technology and he gets frustrated and starts screaming at staffers all the time. This is very well known in the industry. And no, don't email me and ask who it is because I'm not going to tell you. I can't do that. I was told to be in privilege, so it stays in privilege. Anyway, I asked this guy, I said, why is he still doing this? He doesn't need the money. He made millions and millions of dollars. Why aren't you on a yacht in the Mediterranean or in the mountains of Tennessee or whatever you happen to love? Why aren't you spending your final years just doing something you love? And he looked me right in the eye and he said, it's all he knows. It's all he knows. And that, I think, is a big part of why they're having such a hard time getting the Bidens out. As we talked about before, what is this family if Joe Biden is not there providing money for them in a roundabout way? If Joe Biden isn't there providing the political connections that allow Hunter, Joe's brother, Jill, all the rest of them, if Joe Biden isn't there providing them with a way to earn a living, then what is he? And you know what this feels like to me? Have you ever, you know much about Muhammad Ali? Everyone knows who he is. But towards the end, Muhammad Ali was fighting in fights he had no business fighting in. He was old. His mind was already gone. And he's in there with professional fighters. He can't. He wasn't fast anymore. He lost all of his speed, so he couldn't avoid the big hits. And he was just taking big hit after big hit after big hit to the point it was sad. It was awful. It was ugly. And it was all the people around him who'd ridden the Muhammad Ali gravy train for so long who kept pushing him in and pretty much just destroyed what was left of his mind. It's very friggin' sad, isn't it? Well, that's what's happening to Joe. I'm not as sad for Joe because he's been a piece of crap his whole life, but still, it's sad to watch. All right, we are, like I said, I told you he'd be late. Presidents are always late, and Joe Biden, he's just late for everything. He's late for life at this point in time, so we're going to take a break. Like I said, we will carry it live when he shows up at the podium. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Okay, so here's the latest and greatest. This is just the drama and the intrigue. It never gets any better. The press conference has not started yet. It was supposed to start 20 minutes ago. Joe Biden's big boy press conference. They've now officially announced that it is delayed. They're saying it's going to start in about 10 minutes. About 7 o'clock Eastern time is when they say it's going to start. Well, Joe Biden, let's just talk about it. Joe Biden, because he has dementia, we believe, Joe Biden doesn't do well the later in the day it is. I'm sure that NATO thing finished and he was probably completely shot, just had nothing left in the tank. And so right now they're trying to get as much chicken noodle soup and tapioca pudding in him as humanly possible. And of course they're drugging him out of his mind on amphetamines. You watch when he shows up at this press conference, his eyes might just pop right out of his skull like they did at the State of the Union address. But I'm sure they're trying to, well, they're playing a very dangerous game right now. Joe needs to rest before his, quote, big boy press conference. At the same time, the clock is ticking. Joe Biden is going to start his press conference at the exact time they just got done telling us when he fritzes out for the day. Remember, they've been saying about this time, Joe Biden doesn't really take calls. He doesn't take meetings because he can't. I'm not predicting fireworks during this press conference, but I am going to say this. The dirty communists in the American media who've been covering for him, they now want him gone. And this press conference is going to be, I think it's going to be unlike anything Joe Biden has experienced in the entire political career he's had, because the system now wants him gone. The reporters in the room are no longer interested in covering for him. We have to stop Trump. Now they're trying to get him to drop out of the race. It's public now. It's obvious. So we are taking a shot fighter and putting him up against the A team. Remember this, communists, they aren't Republicans. They play to win. The GOP plays to lose. The GOP lost again today. Let's just talk about this real quick. Anna Paulina Luna, man, has she been really, really impressive. As a very young congresswoman, she has been super impressive. Smart, guts, just been really awesome. And she's been trying to hold Merrick Garland to account for the fact that he's in contempt of Congress. And so she comes up with this bill that says she's going to fine Merrick Garland $10,000 a day. 10 grand a day for being in contempt of Congress. Now, that's a no-brainer. Merrick Garland should be in federal prison for the things he's done with his job as attorney general. He sent one of his lackeys to work for Alvin Bragg to try to throw Trump in prison. Merrick Garland, he's the one who directed the FBI to go after school board parents, calling them domestic terrorists. This all came from Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland's the worst. The worst. Merrick Garland, with what he's done with his office, is as evil or more evil than what Joe Biden has done with his. To take the position of attorney general and do with it what Merrick Garland has done is criminal. Criminal. And there was a very simple bill today. Hey, $10,000 fine. $10,000 a day fine to Merrick Garland. Four Republicans voted against it. That would be Tom McClintock, John Duarte, David Joyce, and Mike Turner. Man, does Ohio. I was born in Ohio, and I adore Ohio, but gosh, do they put out some turd politicians, from their loser Governor DeWine to these congressmen. Come on, Ohio. Anyway, those four flat out voted against it, but that's not the best part. The best part for me, the reason it failed, 12 Republicans didn't even bother to show up. It failed because 12 Republicans couldn't be bothered to show up. And of course, the answer to why they didn't show up, it's probably more complicated than that. And when I say more complicated, remember, a lot of these people are blackmailed. Do remember that. We now have congressmen who have been brave enough in recent years to come out and talk about the DC blackmail that goes on all the time. This is not something you just see on Netflix or in the movies, or you read a book about political intrigue. Washington, DC blackmail is how things are done. These congressmen go on these trips all the time. They call them junkets, where you'll throw 20 congressmen on a fancy plane and you'll fly them over to France for a conference on oil or something stupid like that. And then you find yourself as a congressman on the American taxpayer's dime, sucking down $200 a glass bourbon in the hotel bar, and some dime comes strolling up to you in a pretty looking dress. She's rubbing your arm, telling you how handsome you are. You do something really, really stupid. And then when it comes time to vote to bounce Merrick Garland, or just find Merrick Garland, you get a knock at the door. Hey, we don't want you voting against Merrick Garland. And we have this little video of that time of you were in France. You remember that time you were in France? Guess you didn't know that there was a video set up in your hotel room. Anyway, you're not going to show up for that vote today. And that's how you end up with 12 congressmen who mysteriously all had car trouble. Or I guess maybe they had a diarrhea or something. Who knows what the excuse was. But remember, that goes on a lot. A lot more than you or I really want to think about, I'll tell you that much. Because if our country's hijacked in that way, ugh. The future looks a little darker, doesn't it? All right, so we are getting ready to go to break. It's scheduled to start in 4 or 5 minutes. Chris is raising his hands. I'm raising my hands. Hopefully by the time we get back, it will be rolling. But I don't know. If not, we're just going to march on, all right? Hang on.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.